Gang culture ruled our streets, and everyone wanted to be a part of the strongest gang.
The trident followed, striking the earth with enough force to send vibrations all the way down its haft.
Even murderers and rapists have ritual,
Kurz went on.
Even to scum like them, it's important. Opportunities were always limited, often only enough for one. First thing,
he said, looking down at Korax,
the fight must be fair. Remove your armor, brother. Vulcan stands unequal to it.
I didn't think you approved of holding court, Conrad, I replied, stepping forwards as I challenged him. Isn't that why you butchered your world's overlords and spire nobles?
They did not lord over me, nor were they noble,
Kurz uttered darkly.
Now, Korax will remove his armor, or condemn your own sons to death.
From the back ranks of the Utramar, two warriors were brought forwards on opposite sides of the amphitheatre. On one side there was Kravex, my brother's errant raptor he had believed dead. On the other was Nemator. Both warriors struggled vainly against their captors, not to escape, but rather to make clear their defiance. Nemator! How one wounded son had come to mean so much. Kurz had not told me what had become of the rest of my legion, and I had not the heart to ask him. I believed they still lived, though in what numbers I could not say. Had they perished completely on Istvan, Kurz would not have passed up the opportunity to twist that particular knife. And for all the deception of his trials, Kurz had not yet lied to me in anything he had said. The salamanders yet lived. I yet lived. I had to save Nemator. Evidently, Korax had reached the same conclusion and quietly removed his armor until he was standing alongside me in the arena with only the lower mesh of his leggings, greaves, and boots. His magnificent war plate lay discarded on the sand like worthless chaff. Kurz had brought us low, and I felt the gnawing guilt of bringing my brother into this crude pantomime. I'm sorry, Corvus, for all of this.
Put it from your mind, Vulcan. I made my decision free of will, as I know you would have done also.
But there is something you don't understand, brother. Two gladiatorial helms thrown in our midst interrupted my confession. One was black, fashioned into the likeness of a bird of prey. The other was dark green and draconian. It was obvious what Kurz wanted us to do. Are we to dance next? I said, stooping to retrieve the helmet intended for me.
In a manner of speaking, Kurz replied. Put them on.
The inside of the helmet was rough. It felt heavy.
One lives, one dies, said Kurz,
his voice channeled to me through a reedy voxlink inside my armor.
Gang culture is brutal, brothers, but I wouldn't expect you to understand that yet. You will.
I looked up at Nemator, my son seeming oblivious to his surroundings, then back to Korax, seeing him do the same with Kravex. I felt the presence of the abyss again, my bare feet teetering on its edge, looking down into hell and darkness. Pain seared my skull from everywhere at once, and I realized the helmet was rough because its interior was studded with a host of tiny nails. Kurz had just embedded their points in my skull. The abyss throbbed in my mind's eye, urging me to act, to step off and be lost to its heat. I fought to stay calm, to rein in the madness threatening to turn me raving. Korax hadn't moved yet, though only a few short seconds had lapsed.
Survivor goes free, as do his men.
Kurz gave his last edict to us out loud.
For let me say now, I have several more drakes and ravens in my rookery. Now, fight!
Kurz had yet to lie to me. If the game was to have meaning, he would tell the truth here too. But I could not kill Korax. I would sacrifice Nemator for that, though it would hurt me to do so. I would not bow down to barbarism and become like him. Insanity clawed at the edges of my consciousness, but I refused to submit to it. Kurz would not win. I would not let him. Korax would defeat me. Nemator would die, but at least Corvus would live. I could make that sacrifice. I could do that for my brother. I reached for the sword.
And Vulcan,
Kurz whispered through the Voxlink, a final instruction just for me.
I lied. Beat Korax. Render him unconscious, or I kill him and his ravens, letting you watch as I do it.
I tried to shout out, but a wedge of steel slammed into my open mouth from a device wrought into the helm, muting me. Korax had yet to move. I wondered if Kurz had told him the same thing as me, only the reverse of the scenario I had been presented with.
"Still reluctant to fight?" asked Kurz. "I don't blame you. It's a heavy thing to have to kill your brother to survive. But trust me when I tell you that hungry dogs have no loyalty when the prize is survival. I remember a family on Nostromo. Their bonds were tight, and they fought tooth and nail for one another, gutting entire gangs that dared raise a hand against them. One winter, one particularly bitter and frigid winter, they went to war with a rival gang. Territory and status were the prize. It became about honor, if you can believe that. Such a lofty and costly ideal. It took them far from what they called home. It was war, only much grubbier than you have ever experienced. Towards the end, food ran short, when the rats were gone and litter in the street bereft of sustenance. Desperation breeds desperate men. The loyal gang, the one whose blood ties were so strong, they fell upon each other, murdered each other. One side wanted to keep fighting, the other just wanted the war to end. You see, brother, sometimes the enemy is just the person preventing you from getting home.